Winston City Council, August 18th, 2025, 7 p.m.
If Jack comes back, we need to let him know that we had to unplug one.
I hit this whole room. I haven't had my heart vibrate like that since the Metallica concert. Great, you're doing a great job. Thank you very much for doing that. Oh, I'm waving at him, he can't see me. Huh? I need to go like to the camera. I see all of them.
One of the mentions I saw on the agenda before, when you guys go into the executive session for me, attend to that as well. Mm-hmm. Not recording, just hanging out and listening. Yeah, no, we'll have everybody leave when we do the executive session.
Got it. And then we'll come back in when it's over.
Got it. Now it's tag along?
Yep, you have to go out. Yeah, nobody can be in for the executive session.
Well, with the media, you can be in with an executive session.
I don't believe so.
Yes, you can.
You can.
You can.
They just can't report.
I can't record, and I can't write anything I hear, but I can just sit in and listen.
The sensitive nature of the subject, of course, you can follow their statutory rules, but nothing reported.
No, yeah.
Nothing along those lines.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
We had this.
Just wanted to check in.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We'll now stand and say Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. Go back to the front page here. Roll call. Councillor Cunningham is in
here.
There you go. Iowa. Illinois.
Yellow. I'm in Nebraska.
Nebraska, somewhere. Councillor White.
Here.
Councillor Hobson.
Here.
Councillor Wiggins.
Here.
Mayor Knutson, all here. Thomas, are there any adjustments to the agenda?
None, Your Honor.
Okay. Consent agenda. Approval of the council minutes. August 4th workshop, August 4th regular meeting, and August 12th special meeting.
I move that we approve the council minutes from those three, or from the minutes from those three meetings.
Okay. And a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda is welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The Council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Anybody that wants to come up will come up to the podium and give your name and address. And you have 3 minutes.
Hi. Hi, my name is Emily McCurry. I live at 67. Is it not working?
I don't know if I got it. Okay.
Hi. My name is Emily McCurry. I live at 671 Northwest T Street, and I also have Safari Village Real Estate. I just have a quick question, and I may be jumping the gun, and if I am, I apologize in advance. I don't see, Thomas and I had a conversation regarding possible separate addresses for RV parks and them being sewer billed at $75 per space. Is that under new business, or is that under things that will be discussed later?
Thomas, oh, getting the microphone, sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good evening, Emily. Good evening, members of the audience. The assessing or assigning of addresses is not necessarily consummatic, so that is not on the agenda this evening. That is a, what's called a ministerial or a staff duty to assign those.
Okay, so it's not your business as a...
No.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. That was it.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Doris Boyd, 511 Northeast Main Street.
Hi, Doris.
Hi. I know that I'm kind of following Emily on what she said about the sewer fee, so and whether that's administration or whatever. But I know that if I can hand these to
sure.
Well, for you. So.
Thank you. I know you had gotten one before. This is.
Get you down there.
I kind of feel like if we don't kind of discuss the $75 flat rate sewer fee tonight, we may not get another opportunity to do it. So I would like to address a fair and equitable sewer rate structure for the Winston RV community. There is an obvious disparity when comparing an RV's water consumption and wastewater output to a standard home or apartment. An RV's water sewage is less than 15% of said home. Therefore, it would seem fair and equitable to create a tiered flat rate fee that reflects our community's conservative lifestyle. These low-income households do not have the luxury of washing machines, dishwashers, multiple bathrooms, or toilets that actually flush. In fact, most toilets essentially rely on gravity and a few ounces of water that follows. I think everyone here acknowledges Winston's aging sewer infrastructure. However, it is not our parks inflicting the stress and burden onto it. So to make us equally liable for this detriment is being perceived as punishment to us. At the end of the day, you're all going to go home to the homes that you have made, but these residents are in fear that their safe place is in jeopardy, whether it be because of the length of stay or an additional financial burden that will force them out. I've heard some people say, well, they should just get a house. That's not the resolution. That's just people thinking that we're beneath them and not worth seeking out a true win-win. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Doris. Okay, thank you. Thank you for this. Go ahead, come on up. Name and address, please.
Oh, sorry. It is Debbie Sweeney, 250 with Section Road.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some additional questions, and I didn't know they pertain to right this moment, but I do want to find out a few things. I wanted to pose the question, are we going to be responsible for the park owners and management responsible for collecting that tax for the city, or is that something that you guys should go ahead and set up an account with the tenant directly?
What are you talking about? Are you talking about
the sewer tax?
The transport.
The sewer tax.
Okay, that's.
Can you hear me now?
I could hear you.
You may have turned off, Deb.
Oh, did it?
Did you want to hit the on button?
No,
it's on.
I'm not sure how to get
it.
It's on.
No,
it's on. Can you hear me now?
You're closer.
You've got to talk into it.
Yeah.
Pretend you're going to kiss it. Yep, there you go.
Okay, so.
Nope, talk into it. There you go.
Oh,
there.
Okay. So I didn't know if these questions are relevant right this minute.
No,
so,
they're
okay,
not.
So this is still later down the road.
Yes.
Okay, so then I won't worry about any of these questions until later down the road.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have anything to bring up? Okay. Reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Economic development, Mr. Cunningham was not here, and Mr. McIntosh, did you attend?
The meeting, the minister, and the packet, Mayor.
Okay. The minutes are in, oh, here we go. Okay. Minutes were called to order by Valin Curry, Chairman. Board members present were Steve Johnson, Kim Todd, and Valin Curry. Steve moved to approve the minutes. Okay. Comments from the audience. There were none. And committee reports. Committee development, Landon spoke about the RV parks, major concern. Landon went to two camps. There are structure floodplain violations. They will need permits and light construction. Addresses will be assigned to sites. Core has no change. Ordinance 25723 marijuana store vote. There will only be one store. Rolling Meadows Estates is moved forward. Am I supposed to read all of this?
No, Mayor, that's just they are in the packet available.
Okay. Thank you. Park Board, Dory White.
Okay. What they did there mainly was contemplating the seating for memorials and that, but we want 4 and 6, and they're still debating which type, but they're trying to keep, which is great, uniform throughout the park, so we don't have...
Can't hear you.
Just a moment, please. We had to unplug that one because it was making so much noise. Thank you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
There you go.
Thank you. What I was saying was the meeting was very good, and they were really looking out at what our city's going to look like when they decide on the park benches. The memorial sites that they want to put on the park benches, and to make sure that every one of them will be the same type. We don't want to have one wood, one cement, which is great. The other thing, they were asking for concessions, which was already done for the celebration of Daryl Green, who is the father of the Public Works employee and also I believe it's his partner, Ran, and that he also was a pillar in the music being brought to Winston here. Monica presented a motion to approve that the fees be waived for his celebration of life, which I think it had to come through here, the city, and be presented today. And that was about, I think, the main thing that hit me anyway. And I guess that would be about it for the park board.
Rhianne has something to present.
Okay. Rhianne's going to do that.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Rutledge, and I live at 209 Northwest Glenhart Avenue, number 15. I am a member of your park board. I come before you asking that the fees be waived for Darren's breeding celebration of life. It took place on August 2nd.
So
they approved it at park board last week. To bring it forth to you guys today. Like it was mentioned, Darren was a father of one of our Public Works employees, Corey Breeding, and my partner, and he was in the community for his entire life and a very well-known pillar of the music community here. So I just come before you and ask that the fees be waived.
Thomas? The
council can certainly consider that at your own discretion. However, we do have to give proper notice to the public, and it has to make it on the agenda for council to take action on it. So we could place it on the next meeting's agenda, and council's more than welcome to consider those.
Okay, I thought it was supposed to be on the agenda tonight.
I apologize.
Yeah.
I apologize.
It's all right. That's why I thought it was.
We'll get it on, and I know that that's taking place. We give you our heartfelt condolences.
Thank you.
Glad that this facility was available, and I'm sure that the council was more than willing to offer their discretion on that at the point in time.
Okay.
Thank you
very much.
We'll see you next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Public Works report?
Wastewater.
waste.
You got friends of the Winston Library.
Wastewater on the other side.
I know, it feels empty without.
You got friends of the Winston Library.
I haven't.
Oh, hang on, Chris. Yep. The Winston Public Library report.
Yeah, got the Winston Library report still.
Alan,
Mr. Hobson. I don't have it.
He's got one.
I've got the park board.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, this one Winston Library report, we had the meeting on the 13th of August, a very short meeting. Had a director's report, reported on the summer reading program, which is over now. And she reported there was about 45 to 50 kids at every event for the summer reading program, and it was very successful. She's also trying to get a Ready to Read grant for this fall for mostly elementary kids, or up to middle school, I think. It's for the younger kids for a Ready to Read grant. We had a treasurer's report. One thing that we did also discuss is the fact that we're getting short on volunteers. Two of our very long-term volunteers have had to step away from volunteering at the library. Both of them actually are board members also, so we're getting short on board members. So anybody out there that wants to volunteer at the library certainly can be helpful to the city. So that was our report for the library.
Thank you, Alan. I apologize. Okay. Department reports. Mr. Sherlock.
Yes, good evening. I'm just going to touch briefly on a slow load that we got to the facility. It was actually on July 29th. It was early morning hours, right after our sampling had been done.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a visible sheen on all the basins and a smell of some sort of petroleum product from the plant. We tested Winston flow and green flow. Those tests came back that it was positive for diesel.
Wonderful.
There was no impact to the river. The plant was able to contain it all. The only downside, too, is we did have some die-off of our nitrifiers, our bacteria. They treat the ammonia. Not enough to go over any of our limits, thankfully,
okay.
And the plant recovered within a couple days. So
good. I remember that day you came in.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of hard to track down a dump like that. So by the time we took our samples in and they tested, it showed only 4 or 5 gallons at that point at that concentration level. But we had already seen the majority of it come through the plant.
Come through?
Yep.
So no idea where it came from?
No idea where it came from. No.
Okay.
So if anybody knows, we would appreciate it.
Just in case. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Everything pretty much status quo up there.
Yeah.
I'm still working on PLC. We have a bunch of little tiny items that Tag's been in working on that.
Okay.
That's
good.
It.
That's good to know.
Yep.
Yeah. Positive. Right on. Okay, administration. Thomas, what do you got for us?
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Good evening, members of the audience. So I got one real quick thing for you. You got an email Friday with some fairly substantial good news. The city, in order for a city to properly grow and keep the fees down and try to keep the boat sailing in the right direction, growth is required. Growth is needed. One of the areas that has not necessarily grown in the level that we would prefer is in and around the Brockway store, down that southwest corridor of the city. It's all in city limits. As a matter of fact, there's properties entirety around that intersection. There's 182 acres to the southwest. That's probably the largest property in that vicinity. It was planned in 2000 for what's called a Brockway Resort, but because of the lack of financing and a number of different factors, that particular development failed. So it has been sitting in city limits for a long duration of time. So this year, the state rolled out what's called their capital funding grant program. And what it is there's $900 million in the state of Oregon, and your representatives, they barter or lobby for particular projects or different things that the areas that they represent might need. Now, a lot of that funding, and I want to tell you from a transparency standpoint, a lot of that funding does go up north in the northern type cities. Our representatives here, David Brocksmith and Court Boyce and Virgil Osborne, all are very passionate on trying to enhance this area down here. So we linked up with them. We put together grant materials that would encapsulate extending the utilities from the school directly to the south to that intersection by the Brockway store, making development potential happen, or making it available. We're talking just the sewer. The city doesn't handle the water. So everything along those lines. So we put our grant materials together. We put our findings together with the potential of 500-600 additional housing units for the city of Winston. We packaged all of that up. We did receive a call Friday from the representatives notifying us that the governor did sign the bill. We are in it in the tune of $947,000.
$900,000.
Yeah, for the city. To construct that sewer line and extend it down that direction. So a small city like us, we kind of live and die on grant and exterior funding. We just don't have a whole lot in our coffers. So it's a significant victory for the citizens and any potential future development that can go in that area. So I wanted to share that with the council. That's happy to take any questions.
Just under $1 million. Thank you, Thomas.
Yes.
Thank you, Thomas, for doing that and helping us. Thank you. Positive news, positive. Okay. Old business. None. New business. New business licenses. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Your muffler's kind of
hot. Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. New business licenses, Sebastian Books. Now, this is the gentleman that you emailed us that was going to be going around. He's an exchange student.
Yep.
Thomas? Yes. Sebastian Books? Sebastian Ledwin?
Did you email him that?
We did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Somebody. Okay. Barber Black Sheep? Dobson Roofing. Have these all been vetted?
Yes.
Can I have a motion to accept the new business licenses?
I make a motion.
I make a motion to accept the new business licenses.
What?
I second it.
Oh, Cunningham. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what? Forgot you were up there, buddy. Sorry. And second was Hobson?
That's one.
Okay. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. City Council workshop dates. Do we have any? Do we need any?
Mayor, members of the community, there is one forthcoming for September, and it'll be on the structure of the City of Winston taxation.
Yes.
It's just an informative work session that's not yet pinned on the schedule, but it'll be one of your meetings, probably the second meeting in September.
Second meeting? Okay. Please, everybody come to that one. Please. Resolution 25-1196, property surplus, 1992 Ford F-150 pickup. Ms. Sardi, would you read by title only?
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Resolution number 25-1196, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council declaring as surplus and authorizing the city manager to facilitate a sales process through I-5 auction, 1992 Ford F-150 pickup.
Okay, and staff report, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council, members of the community. So this one is fairly straightforward. The Winston Public Works Department, they've had this 1992 Ford F-150 for some time, quite the long duration of time, and it's done. It's a done vehicle. They did have one vehicle purchased in the budget this year, getting that purchase at a government rate. And so that's been a fairly smooth process. Our Public Works Department is a maintenance crew, and in order to maintain your city, they need vehicles to do so. But this this particular one is just, it's seen its last life here in the city of Winston. So it will be shipped to the I-5 auction.
Perfect.
At your discretion, Council.
Okay. Comments from the audience? Seeing none, Council action. I need a motion to put the pickup up for our surplus.
I move that we approve resolution 25-1196 as recorded.
And a second?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, resolution 25-1197, pasture lease with Joe Hammond. Read by title only, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 25-1197, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into a lease agreement with Joe Hammond titled Winston Green Wastewater Treatment Facility Pasture Land for the period commencing July 1, 2025 and ending June 30, 2027 for an amount of $1,200.
Right. Staff report, Mr. Sherlock.
Yeah, this is just a quick, straightforward lease agreement. He's leased it for the last, well, I want to say, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't had any issues with him. He just has cattle on there, and then he hays it in the spring. So,
and then you don't have to mow it.
We don't have to mow it. We don't have to touch it. It's right ready for our land application in the winter or summer. So.
Perfect. Comments from the audience? All right, Council action. We need a motion to accept resolution 25-1197.
I make a motion that we accept resolution 25-1197, pasture lease with Joe Hammond.
And a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you, Mr. Cunningham. All right, passes. Okay, ordinance number 25-722, RV Parks and Code. I do believe that we have heard from everybody on this motion or this ordinance, and for this moment, we are going to table it. Correct?
Correct.
And we need a motion to table such motion or such ordinance. Do we have to read it? Do we have to read it?
By title only.
By title only.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Okay, ordinance number 25-722. This is the second reading. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council adopting the Recreational Parks Code under Title 11 and creating a new Chapter 113 of the Winston Municipal Code and setting the effective date.
Okay, so now we go to the motion, the council motion, or do we go to the comments, or
at your discretion, Mayor, I can give a brief staff report, or you can consider taking action at the council's discretion.
I would love to hear the staff report and everything else, but we're going to table this. We're not going to enforce it. We're going to put it up. I think everybody has made it very clear you don't want to be residents or be 29 days, moving every 29 days. So we're going to take care of it. So I need a motion.
I make a motion to move forward.
Okay. A motion to table it is Wiggins. And a second?
A second.
Hobson, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right. It passes unanimous. Okay. Ordinance number 25-724, Winston Municipal Code Legislative Amendments. Read by title only, second reading, Ms. Sardi.
Thank you, Mayor. Ordinance number 25-724, this is the second reading. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council amending the Winston Municipal Code, chapters 91 and 154.
All right. And staff report, Mr. Stevens, Landon.
Good evening, everyone. Second reading of this ordinance. This is the legislative amendment process to change certain sections of the code, specifically chapters 91 and 154. This is stated at the previous first reading. This has had all the noticing requirements met. Since the last reading, there has not been any submitted comment or additional information, findings, nothing like that. There is an update, which I'll turn it over to the city manager, that we are going to discuss, and we will go from there.
Mayor, members of council, just briefly, this ordinance really stands for itself in terms of the legislative amendments and the code changes that are being proposed. Mm-hmm. One of the principal areas that would be changed is the introduction of the allowance of recreational marijuana dispensaries within properties that might be zoned general commercial. It comes before you with a full recommendation from the Planning Commission, and it also comes before you in a second reading capacity. Having entertained your vote and a motion to push it to a second reading being heard this evening, one of the things peripheral that's taking place is that the city is in dire need of the sustaining of city services. And these different programs, as well as all of the other cities surrounding us that are entertaining those things now and have been for some years, these programs are necessary. So in lieu of that, there is one change that we are recommending. Previously, your legislative amendment packet really encapsulates allowing this under a conditional use permit standard. We would recommend moving that to a permitted use with a zoning verification requirement, a buffer analysis, and an aesthetic analysis, making sure that it meets all the upfront requirements. So it would really be no different than a site review for a new commercial operation. We would highly recommend that you, if you entertain approval, you do so with that one amendment.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. All right, so comments from the audience. Okay, council action. Do I have a motion to move forward?
I make a motion that we move forward with ordinance 25724.
Okay, and a second?
Is that motion included?
Including that, but yeah.
Okay. I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cunningham. And it passes. Okay. Non-agenda items from the council. Does anybody have any? I want to thank you guys all for this so much. Good of the order. Check copies are in your packet. Claims in excess of $500. Announcement, September 1st is Labor Day. City offices will be closed, and Tuesday, September 2nd, will be the City Council meeting at 7 p.m. And Saturday, September 6th, is Coffee with Christy at City Hall. We have an executive session.
Yes, Your Honor. Pursuant to ORS 192.6602H, consult with counsel concerning the legal rights and duties of the public with regard to current litigation or litigation likely to be filed. Expected time between 10 to 20 minutes. Only the chief and myself will remain. If there are any members of the press, absolutely nothing can be reported. Thank you.
And we need everybody to leave so we can have this executive session.
Break for executive session, 7:30.